Happy New Year.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Tom Brady does his thing.
Jones races in. Touchdown Giants.
To the end zone. Rodgers for the touchdown.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Frog snuffed that one out. And that ball popped out, folks.
Ball was lost by the offense. Recovered by the defense in the end zone. Touchback.
Today's guests. Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. Plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Happy New Year, one and all. In the first hour, we talked about the 12s. Tom Brady being back in the playoffs. It's official. And Aaron Rodgers being one step away from making the playoffs after being 4-8. We also reviewed the college football playoff double dip on New Year's Eve. Talked a touch on the Ravens losing to the Steelers last night. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right in the middle of this hour. Overreaction Monday. Lots of college football going down here today, including the Rose Bowl, the beautiful Rose Bowl game. Penn State going up against, they're playing Utah. You going to the game? You going to the game, TJ?
Nah, but Adam is.
No, I know Adam's going.
Adam's going. Adam's Penn State.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, I'm not going.
Okay, you're not going? You don't leave the house for anything anymore, do you?
Very rarely, Rich. Very rarely. I went to Altoona, and I got there on a Sunday night, and yes, I didn't leave the house until Wednesday evening. That was I'm a
good for you,
girl.
Man. Good for you.
Plus, it was like 10 degrees. I wasn't trying to go nowhere.
Fantastic. I had like a 2-hour stint this week. It was just me in the house. Just nobody there. Oh, it's great. Total vacation.
Love it.
Then the kids came home. I love them. By the way, I love my children.
Of course,
did I tell you that?
Of course. Hey, yeah. Dad ever. But they ruined it.
They didn't ruin anything. They ruined nothing. Let's talk about the Eagles for a second here. Because
you're worried, aren't you?
I'm not worried.
You're not?
Here's what I'm worried about. Here's what I'm worried about the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm worried about their long-term viability. Because Lane Johnson's hurt, and Avante Maddox is hurt, and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is hurt. Those are three really important guys. And stopping the pass rush and blowing open the holes on offense. It looks like Jalen Hurts is going to play this weekend. He's going to put on the cape. He's going to come back, in my mind, beat a Giants team that might not start a lot of guys, rest some guys. They've got the proverbial nothing to play for. They're locked in the sixth seed. They're not going to be the seven, and they can't be the five. That's it. You're locked in on the six. You can't improve anything. You can just keep your momentum going. Does Daniel Jones start and then get pulled? Does Tyrod Taylor start? By the way, if Tyrod Taylor starts, it'll be the 65th different starting quarterback in the NFL this year, which is a single-season record. Keep your mind's eye on that. I think Jalen Hurts comes back. He wins the game. He puts on the cape. He wins the game. The Eagles get the one seed. I think Hurts then cements the MVP award because the last 2 weeks pour one out for the Jalen isn't as valuable to his team as, say, Allen and Mahomes is to their team's crowd, whether they live in Philadelphia or lurk in our business. Minshew played really well against Dallas, man. Those two picks were crushers. The turnovers were crushers. Dallas performed well. Dallas did what it needed to do. And then on Thursday night, you know, I posted this video on Friday. I just said that their inconsistency drives me crazy. It just does. Where they'll beat the tar out of the Vikings. They will beat the ever-loving tar out of the Vikings. And then play down to the level of opponents. They play down to the level of opponents way too often for my taste and liking. And I'm concerned for them going into Tampa, as it's likely they will be doing in week 19. If Joshua Dobbs is making throws in his first career start to Treylon Burks, what's Brady going to do with Mike Evans? And I understand it's kind of unfair to apply this standard to the Cowboys and not say to the Eagles where they're playing down to their opponent. But the Cowboys are essentially full strength. I know Tony Pollard was hurt.
I mean, you could say the same thing about the Niners then, too.
Like, absolutely. The Niners did not play well defensively yesterday either. And that would concern me going in. But I think Dallas is absolutely talented enough to win the Super Bowl this year. There's no doubt in my mind. What do you need? You need a quarterback who can make the throws and be great with his legs and his arm. You need a running game. You need difference makers at receiver. You need an offensive line that's healthy and can pass protect and run block. You need a defensive line that can go hunt. You need playmakers in the secondary. You need playmakers at all levels. You need a kicker who can make kicks. I just described the Dallas Cowboys, didn't I? Right? So
there's always a but there, though.
No. They're,
not from you. I'm just saying with us.
The but, many people say it's the coach. It's Mike McCarthy or but. But is that they play down to their level of opponent, and maybe you don't have to worry about that in the playoffs because the level of opponent is pretty damn good.
That's a good point.
And so, you don't have to worry about that. But the Eagles concern me about where they're hurt and where they're going to be able to get healthy, and it appears Jalen Hurts is going to be healthy enough to play the final game, and I think that's a great idea. If he can go, he's got to go. Put him out there, seal the deal. Let him win MVP. Let him do his thing for the first couple quarters. Unfortunately, sometimes for the Eagles, it takes a half for them to do that.
Do you think he'll win MVP if he plays?
If he plays and he clinches the one seed after what we just saw yesterday against the New Orleans Saints?
I don't.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
He would get my vote.
I'm thinking Mahomes.
Mahomes is minus 650 to win MVP right now. That's as much as a lock as there ever is.
This is the problem with the MVP voting, is that it's sort of like arbitration in baseball where you need to nitpick against somebody who's supremely talented and deserves all the accolades and the money that you need to nitpick. The last month for the Chiefs has been a grind, man.
But offensively, they've won the games, though, because
I know,
of him.
But they have been a grind.
Well, he can't play defense.
It's been a grind on offense, pal. I mean, it's been a grind on offense against Houston, against Denver, teams that they should be curb stomping. Certainly an Arrowhead. But I guess you could say week 17s are crazy, like Dallas needing all four quarters to finally put the Titans to bed. And what we saw in Las Vegas yesterday and what we saw in Philadelphia. But Hurts needs to come back. He needs to be healthy. Lane Johnson, Eagles got to get him back, man.
Can we just change that award to just like, we think Chris quarterback of the year? Because they're the only ones that ever win it anyway.
Well, who else could win it now?
Quarterback is the most valuable.
Justin Jefferson had a hell of a year.
He had
had
one bad game
last
all
game.
Year. Nick Bosa, who has been, Nick Bosa has just been dominant.
Nick Bosa is defensive player of the year.
He's going to be defensive player of the year. That's his award.
I mean,
but he could be MVP.
Nick Bosa called game yesterday. Overtime.
Did you see it?
Overtime. Statham is moving the ball. He fades back to pass and gets his left tackle thrown in his lap because Nick Bosa treated the left tackle like a tackling sled, you would see at the combine or whatever, and he just shoved him right into Statham, who couldn't follow through. Ball goes in the air. Interception. Game over. It winds up inside the red zone, and they just basically reposition the ball for Robbie Gould, who probably in his wildest dreams didn't think he would have a chance to win the game after he missed to force overtime so quickly. I mean,
Rich, one thing
Nick Bosa is out of his skull. And to me, he's defensive player of the year.
One thing you missed about
Hurts is my MVP.
After he pushed the tackle and sort of made the throw, if you watch the replay, Chris, just like when D-Wade threw that lob to LeBron and kind of, you watch the replay, see Nick Bosa has his arms in the air like he sees the ball.
Yeah,
and he's just like, what are these guys? And he's just like throws his hand up. It was an amazing picture. And then the ball did get intercepted.
Yes.
That's why I thought you meant he was calling game.
No, he called.
Because he was just like.
Yeah, he called game because he just said, I'm going to throw
that
my blocker
beast,
into the quarterback and create a turnover.
But yeah, his reaction after, if you haven't seen the picture, look at that.
So I'm concerned about the Eagles. If if they need to win a playoff game, that they're too hurt, and we'll see if Hurts can be Hurts and not be hurt. You know what I'm saying? But Dallas can win it all too. Niners can win it all.
It's wide open, man.
The one seed is wide open.
Don't know.
This is going to be fun.
I mean, the one seed is simple for the NFC. Philadelphia gets Jalen Hurts back. Let's cut the nonsense here. Wrap up this division and wrap up this conference and get it done. That's it. If somehow, some way they don't. And we don't know. We will not know till later on, I believe, tonight. I think the NFL is waiting to let you know who plays who when on Sunday. I think the Bills and Bengals result really plays into that. So I think they're going to hold their powder for the moment. But San Francisco will probably take the field knowing that Philadelphia has won or lost. I imagine this is going to be an early game, Philadelphia, unless the league puts Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Dallas on the field at the same time. It's going to have to be a late window because San Francisco is playing on the West Coast against Arizona. So if Philadelphia wins, it's over. If Philadelphia loses and San Francisco beats Arizona, it's over. San Francisco is the one seed. And if both of them lose and Dallas beats Washington, then Dallas is the one seed. That's the way it works. And then I don't know what the hell to make of the Minnesota Vikings. I just don't know what to make of this team. This is the team that lays an egg at home against the Cowboys, goes into Buffalo. They needed some divine providence to happen from the 4th-and-18 grab to Josh Allen fumbling trying to get out of his own zone, but they still won that game. And then they fall down by 33 against Indianapolis and come back and win that game. And then they do what we just saw, a big, fat, laid Viking ship egg in the middle of Lambeau Field. I mean, for a team that has the chance to put their stamp on this division that they've won, and it's crazy to say that a team that comes into the penultimate week of the season with the division already wrapped up to say that they needed this win to put their stamp on it. You really do when it's Green Bay and it's in their house and you could end their season. You can end their season because they kind of made their bones early on in week one by beating the Packers. They followed it up by getting waxed on Monday night by Philadelphia, which is the reason why they're not in this one seed mix right now. Because they don't have the head-to-head against Philadelphia. They're a game behind Philly. With Philadelphia having 13 wins and Minnesota having 12. That's why they're out of this mix. And San Francisco still can win it, this one seed. But I mean, yeah, that was a stamp on the division saying that our 12-win season to win the NFC North includes sweeping the Packers and eliminating them and totally cutting the legs out from under their comeback and feeling of goodwill and feeling that they are a team to be reckoned with. That ends here on your field in front of your cheeseheads. And instead, we got what we got. I'm genuinely startled by that. And all you trolls out there, well, it's the Vikings. It's Kirk Cousins. It's what they got 12 wins. You don't just get 12 wins magically. And some of their wins were very impressive, including against a playoff team in New England on a Thanksgiving night, by the way. You know, and doing what they did to Green Bay in week one and performing the way that they did in games that they should win and doing those should things.
But are you really surprised at what happened yesterday?
I am. Justin Jefferson should not have one catch. He should not. Certainly when the other guy is flapping his lips, no matter how talented the body those lips belong to might be. Come on now. What the hell was that?
It's what the Vikings do.
And guess what's going to happen? They're going to get the Giants in their house.
And they're going to lose.
They could lose that football game.
Yeah.
They could easily lose that football game. Right now, if you could make any predictions that are for sure, right, that are for sure, even though nothing's for sure yet. It's Dallas going to Tampa.
That game's going to be okay. Awesome.
I don't want to talk to nobody that day, man. Just leave me alone.
Dallas going over to Tampa.
Yeah. I'll break something.
I'll make ribs.
Break something.
And it's Giants going to Vikes.
Yeah.
Because the Vikings can't fall lower than 3. Giants can't move off of 6. And I think the Niners beat. I don't think they're, you know, no matter how the lion-hearted J.J. Watt wants to go out on his shield. I just don't think David Blau or, you know, if it's Colt McCoy or Trace McSorley or whomever, Arizona is going to shock San Francisco. I think San Francisco is the two, most likely the two. Philly's most likely the one. And the Vikes are going to have to lick their wounds. Oh, man. And the Vikes are going to have to lick their wounds.
Ready for this, TJ?
Try and beat Chicago and go into a wild card game against the Giants with a head of steam. What do you have to say?
I have such a wild prediction for the NFC.
Well, it's the wild card we're talking about.
here's what's going to happen. Brady's going to beat the Cowboys, obviously. And all the lower seeds are going to win. Rodgers is going to upset the Niners. The Giants are going to beat the Vikings. And suddenly the road to the NFC, to the Super Bowl in the NFC, goes through
Tampa
and Tom Brady.
Well, there's still a one seed that's still sitting there. So if you're, let's just say you are correct.
Let's just say
Brady knocks off the Cowboys and the Giants and the Packers knock off the Vikings and the 49ers respectively. That means Aaron Rodgers heads to Philadelphia.
Beats him.
And Daniel Jones goes to Tampa.
And then we get Packers.
And then Packers and the 2-12s face each other.
One final time.
Fox would break.
One final time.
if it's the 12s, and then we would, at NFL Network, probably get the GOATs, the actual GOATs back for our championship Sunday weekend. Yes.
Yep.
We would get the actual GOATs back. I think that was a week 4 game. Was that week 4 when they played each other? That was Tampa and Green Bay. I've got it right here. Thank goodness it was week 3. Yeah. When we rented goats.
Let's go.
On NFL Network. That's your prediction?
Who doesn't sign up for that?
Fox is in.
I don't have our crystal ball handy.
I personally wouldn't sign up for that.
We've got the Magic 8-Ball in between.
Magic 8-Ball.
First Magic 8-Ball of 2023. Is Chris Brockman's crazy-ass NFC playoff theory possible or correct? Not possible. Correct. It says... I shook it up too hard. There's too many bubbles. It flipped.
Uh-oh.
It flipped. Don't count on it.
Hey.
Literally says don't count on it.
And fly,
it
flipped. Eagles, fly.
It flipped. Yeah. Magic 8-Ball says don't count on it. So. But nice try.
Good theory.
I didn't like where your head was at there.
Take a break. Overreaction Monday coming up right here on
the
Rich Eisen Show.
Do we have to play Tampa Bay?
Yes.
Yes.
You can listen to the NFL on the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com, via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. Overreaction Monday. Your phone calls at 844-204-RICH. Also, still to come.
I don't want to play the Bucks.
Hey, when was the last time you seriously considered your dream? I mean, come on. You used to think about it all the time. What happened? I say it's time you and your dream get back together. Think about it. You could live the van life in a totally customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You could tour around all 423 national park sites, build a mountain cabin with your dad, or start your own business. Really, whatever you dream up. And it's a Mercedes-Benz van we're talking about here. So expect innovative safety features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. Expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a 5-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. It runs like, well, a dream. So what do you say? Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter. Tell them your dream sent you. You know what I did in the... You know what I did in the... 2 hours that I had by myself. I watched Andor.
I heard that show's awesome.
Made 35 fantasy basketball moves?
No. No, I didn't. Last week I was able to not make too many of them.
Gotcha.
You know, some weeks I need you want me to go through my process?
Not really.
No. Is there a process?
I think you should take tips from me, TJ, because
80 moves.
TBD, yeah. TBD is in DFL right
That's
now.
That's fine, but I still don't want to know your process.
It's a process?
You should start naming your team name with the initials of DFL.
Yeah, but
too soon is it wrong? He's the one who just started. You're the one who brought it up. I was going to go in a pop culture direction.
I mean, I'm just saying, man.
The long season.
Oh, my guys got hurt. I can't do anything with soft tissue injuries.
He says the guy who's got Luka Doncic.
Yeah, one player. He's the only guy I have who hasn't missed a game.
60-point triple-double against the Knicks.
Yeah.
While we were gone.
So amazing.
Including a putback at the butt, like with no time left.
They were down 9 with like 40 seconds left.
The man scored 93 points in like 2 games.
But at any rate, Andor, if you want me to change the subject, is terrific. Not for the kids.
Oh, okay.
It's not like, you know, where, you know, kids have been, we watched The Mandalorian with the kids, and we watched Obi-Wan with the kids. Susie watched the first episode of Andor with Taylor, and she really wasn't that into it. And so I'm like, okay, I'll pick up the mantle. In the same way that she started watching The White Lotus without me, I started watching Andor, my 2 hours I had by myself. Do you know who wrote it and conceived it?
I don't.
Tony Gilroy, who was Mr. Michael Clayton.
Oh.
And also one of the Bourne movies.
Oh, sweet.
So they hand that off to this guy saying, come up with a story about how the Rebel Alliance started coming together. And this is what he's putting together. And it's really awesome.
Sweet.
So there you go. You got that
going. So it's like a lead up to Rogue One, essentially.
Apparently. It's what it looks like to me. Right. I'm only 2 episodes in, so I'll let you know. I'll let you know. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, powered by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Click Grainger.com or just stop by right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You saying it's Jeff Saturday saying some things right now. What's he doing right now?
Jeff Saturday.
You know, because I spoke to him over the Christmas break as well. I think we played part of that while I was...
We did in
Pittsburgh.
We did. So he's talking about the quarterback situation. Nick Foles is, quote, really sore, won't play. Sam Ellinger is going to start. Matt Ryan is the number 2. So Matt Ryan's back.
Boy, they don't want to put Matt Ryan on the field and owe him a bunch of money. In the same way why Derek Carr was at home yesterday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then on the Kayvon Thibodeau play.
Now, the Kayvon Thibodeau play is he came in, by the way, scot-free.
He's been
note to offensive teams in the NFL. Offensive sides of the football. Note to offensive blocking schemers. Note to whoever's doing that in Philadelphia this upcoming week. And note to, I would imagine, the Minnesota Vikings. Block number 5. Account for him. Because he came in scot-free on poor Nick Foles and buried him. And Foles just flipped on his back after falling. I think the football landed on his clavicle or something like that. It looked awful, and he was writhing in pain on his back, and right next to him was Kayvon Thibodeau, who flipped on his back. You got one guy. I mean, it's the wildest video where one guy is writhing in pain on the left side of the screen, and on the right side of the screen, a guy's on his back doing snow angels. And right around like the third or fourth, you know, snow angel movement, you kind of realize the guy on the left is in deep pain.
Yeah, if I'm watching the player now, Foles is in so much pain.
And he did about 2 or 3 more snow angels while Foles was clearly in pain. So either A, didn't hear him, or B, didn't care. Right. And I choose to give Kayvon Thibodeau the benefit of the doubt that he had no idea that the guy next to him was writhing in pain. I'm sure the MetLife crowd was in full throat and he was living his best life. So.
Yeah, so Jeff Saturday called Thibodeau, quote, tasteless and trash.
Trash.
Whoa.
And was upset that the Colts, that the offensive linemen, didn't take matters into their own hands.
Man.
Trash.
Didn't take matters into their own hands, which is, hey, Snow Angel.
Yeah, handle this guy.
Yeah, a little. He wanted to bring a little bit of the heat miser. to the snow angel right there.
So. He wanted to bring some targeting into the NFL, it sounds like.
No, are you just, you know, that's old school. I mean, Jeff Saturday's got some old school in him. Don't let the smile and the sunny demeanor fool you. That's a red ass right there. All right. Called him trash. It was it's a bad look.
Bad luck.
Let's put it that way. Bad luck. Because if he did just two snow angels, okay, it was right around the third or the fourth one where it's just like, hey, there's somebody convulsing in pain, probably screaming out loud next to you.
Like the Key and Peele. Don't give me the third pump.
You're like two angels, fine, two angels enough.
He gave the fifth. He was on pump six.
He went on a few.
He was on pump six right there. But he was filling up on pump six.
In his defense, though, he probably didn't see him sitting there gyrating.
I don't know. Saturday's played a lot of football. He called him trash for a reason.
He's laying right next to him. I don't know how you're not hearing.
Because you're looking straight up in the air while you're snow angeling. You're not looking at,
That's true. I haven't snow angeled in a while.
You're not looking at the man over there just like. Season up.
Let's get Terzo off a hold before we do Overreaction Terzo. Monday. Terzo and Iowa, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jamar Chase still to come on the in this hour. What's up, Terzo?
Hey, what's up, man? Happy New Year, guys.
Mitch, thank you.
It was a long little hiatus, but happy we're back on here Monday. Hey, I'm gonna tell you this, Rich. Bring either one of those number 12s into San Francisco, man. I'm not scared of either one of those guys at this point. And I know that's kind of bold words, but the nice part of it is I have Fred Warner, I have Nick Bosa right there, man. This defense is still one of the best defenses in the NFL, and this is the first time I believe all year that we gave up a touchdown or a score in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. So let's kind of pump the brakes on how well those guys are doing. Because I still think the cream of the crop is still right there with the Niners, Cowboys, and Eagles.
Hey, the law firm of Bosa, Warner, and Hufunga is a heck of a law firm at all three levels of your defense, and I didn't even name five other guys who could be partners in that law firm, too. I hear you, brother. I hear you.
I agree. And hey, and right now, Rich, hey, we're 12-4. I predicted them go 13-4, so... I'm on the cusp of that. Ooh. But also, hey, TJ, do you remember us making a little wager at the start of the season who would have the better record, Niners or Cowboys? Do you remember that?
I mean, I don't remember that, but we're neck and neck right now.
Yes, we are. So now if we end up with the same same record, how about we just roll it into who does better in the playoffs? Still our gentleman's wager.
Where's the deal? You don't have to play Tom Brady, okay? So therefore, I you don't got to play. You get the luxury of playing somebody not named Tom Brady. So therefore, I'm going to politely decline.
He might have to play somebody named Aaron Rodgers, though.
Oh, that is true.
Exactly. So it's a 12 either way for either one of us, my man.
Well, 12, and all due respect to Aaron Rodgers, he ain't Tom Brady, though.
Thanks for the call, Terzo. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, brother.
Yeah, Terzo had him 14-3. He had the four losses that the Niners have actually had, okay, they have nine W's in a row. They lost to Chicago week one, to Denver in week three. Good God.
That looks bad.
11-10 was the final of that one.
That looks bad.
And then they lost back-to-back at Atlanta and then home for Kansas City. The four that he had losing was home against the Rams on a Monday night, home against Kansas City. He got that one right. Home against Tampa and then at Vegas. He had them losing at Vegas, which almost happened. Impressive work right there.
Yeah. I went back and watched the video where you made me pick the Cowboys schedule, and 13-4 is where we're looking right now.
Not bad.
But the comments, man, holy cow. Like, I was delusional, and people are like, Cowboys will be lucky to win seven games this year. It's like, okay.
I'm glad I didn't do it for the Jets.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
I'm upset that the Pats keep winning.
Let's hit it. Hit it. By the way, perfect entree to Overreaction Monday. Perfect. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
bro.
We're still excited to be back.
We're still overreacting to stuff.
I'm still overreacting. Let's just go with what Terzo kind of teed us up on. The San Francisco 49ers are the best team in the NFL. right now.
I mean, they've won 9 in a row, right? That's the long. That's the longest win streak in the National Football League
correct? That's hot, yeah.
I think whoever wins tonight's game in the AFC can lay claim to that title right now, but it is tough. It is tough to... You can make... Let's just put it this way. It's not an overreaction because you can make a great argument for that right now. Brock Purdy makes so many great throws. He missed a couple in the fourth quarter yesterday that kind of gave me like, all right, so this carriage can be a pumpkin every now and then. I got it. But he's playing with such calm, cool demeanor, and Debo's coming back.
Debo!
I mean, in terms of playmakers, protection up front, pass rush, and defense...
It's a tough team,
in the
man.
Secondary, it is tough to argue against it, so I'll say that's not an overreaction.
49ers currently a third best Super Bowl odds right now, 5-1. Chiefs are plus 450. Bills, still your favorite, plus 375.
I don't know where the Bengals are and all that.
Bengals are plus 750 right after the Eagles.
They can have an 8-game win streak by the end of tonight, by the way.
I think they're going to win tonight.
I mean, it could be first Monday of the new year, and their last loss was Halloween.
To the Browns, by the way, which just looks even weirder and weirder. Hey, I know Terzo said he said to bring this guy on. TJ, you're deathly afraid of this man. You don't want to play Tom Brady in a playoff.
Fact.
No. What, that work?
Fact. Look, they might not be as good as what we saw in the second half yesterday. I think we can all safely say that. Like, let's be, like, I know this is overreaction Monday, but let's just safely say that yesterday's second half was an overperformance based on what we've seen so far this year.
True that.
But it doesn't matter. We've seen it. It's possible. It's in there. And it's possible it just got uncorked. And on a playoff day, later on this month, Tom Brady will stroll out on his own home turf, and LFG, the home fans in the corner of the end zone, and somebody's going to be on the other side of the field, and I'd rather not be that guy. I mean, it's that simple.
I got no choice.
I don't know. Like I said, you can hit the penthouse button. You can go up. Sometimes you need to go down, and you don't want to go down because that means you don't have the momentum. The Cowboys can go up here. They need a lot of help. They need both San Francisco and Philadelphia to lose. I don't see that happening. I see both. I see it staying it like before. That's the way I see it. Like The Rent in Godfather Part 2, like before. That's the way I see it. But you are right, man. That is not an overreaction. What else you got over
look,
there?
Look, Chris, MJ, Jordan had to go through Isaiah and the Pistons before they could become great.
I don't know what any of this
Well, means. Speaking of which, Mike Evans had an MJ North Carolina jersey that apparently Godwin got him as a Secret Santa gift or something.
Yeah,
by the way,
that was
love
it.
That Secret Santa.
It worked.
Impressive. What else?
Good gift. The Eagles are going to lose the one seed, and they're one and done in the playoffs.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, I like that.
that's dumb. That's not happening.
Dumb. Did you see them play yesterday?
I did. They also showed up very well in Dallas. New Orleans, look, I'll go higher register. That defense is pretty good.
We've said that all year, though.
All right, that defense can shut people down, and Marshawn Lattimore came back. He pick-sixed.
I know.
Gardner Minshew to wrap that thing up.
Hurts is going
to
have like a month off. Like, come on.
No, he's not. He's going to play this week. They're going to win this week. He's going to put the cape on. He's going to come back. He's going to show his value in an MVP. What else?
The Giants are going to be the NFC East team to go the furthest in the playoffs.
Baby.
Danny Dimes is back.
Go the furthest.
They're going to give him a new contract. Daboll's coach of the year.
Go further than the last remaining undefeated team this year that could be the one seed and most likely will be. Goes further than the Dallas Cowboys. So you are booking them to go one and done in Tampa.
They are for sure. Bet the mortgage on the Bucks.
The mortgage? Really, you'd bet your mortgage on the Bucks.
LA's not a good place to be homeless.
Don't forget, apparently Sarah's parents are both watching in separate rooms, and they usually do.
Bucks money line.
Happy New Year, by the way, to the Tianas.
You don't want Mr. Tion to think you're going to have his baby girl on the street now. Do you?
What else you got over there? Move on.
You don't like this?
I don't.
I love this.
I think that's the dumbest one yet.
Eagles go one and done.
Ridiculous.
Oh, man, you guys are
keep sleeping on them. Those are the ones.
On the Giants.
Okay. Okay. What else, Chris?
Kenny Pickett. I love this guy.
He's got it.
That's my guy.
He's going to be a top 12 QB next year.
I mean, I just named you the five current quarterbacks in the AFC. Current in the AFC. Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Herbert. Those are the five quarterbacks in the AFC playoffs. Trevor Lawrence is going to most likely make it six, with all due respect to Josh Dobbs getting a start for the
Titans. Let's go down the line. Let's go down the line.
And then you got
He's better than all these cats.
What do you got? You got it all written up?
He's better than anyone the Pats, Dolphins, or Jets roll out. He's better than the Browns quarterback. Ravens,
Watson has not looked great, although he wins, man. The Browns are winning.
He's better than anyone the Titans, Colts, or Texans, Raiders, or Broncos are throwing out. He's better than Danny Dimes and anyone the Commanders
throw out. Top 15. Top 12 is a little bit of an overreaction. He does look great.
Pickett or Kirk Cousins?
Oh, I'll take Pickett over Kirk Cousins.
Thank you.
He's cheaper and he's got a bigger upside.
Anyone in the AFC NFC South not named Brady.
I'll build off of Pickett.
And anyone in the West.
I'll build off of Pickett, as the Steelers clearly are doing.
Pickett's the man. Last night,
I was very impressed.
That was awesome.
Very impressed.
That was awesome. Tonight, big game. Have you heard? Bills, Bengals are playing tonight, Rich.
Yeah.
AFC Championship game preview.
I like it. Again, just like your first supposition to start this whole thing off, that the Niners are the best team in the NFL, you could make a great case for this. A great case for this. I didn't know this. They had not played each other yet, by the way.
Allen and Burrow have never played?
It's their first matchup tonight. You could make a great case for that. You got one more?
I got a couple more.
What do you got?
Packers winning a road playoff game feels inevitable. You know, when they won their only Super Bowl, Rich, went on the road, all three games.
I will say this.
This has similar vibes.
It feels that way. It does. But
vibes.
They're going to have to go to San Francisco, though. And I don't know, man.
You can run the ball on the Niners.
I have a... If this was a Minnesota Viking trip, I would be a lot more enthusiastic about this. Let me ask you this. You're a television executive. Congratulations.
Hey.
Okay.
You guys are coming with
you me. You cannot allow nudity on network television. That's not what I'm asking you.
Damn it.
You must choose one of these playoff games. Brady hosting Dallas, Green Bay at San Francisco. Which one do you take?
Give me Brady in Dallas. Okay. It's going to do 50 million, Mike.
Green Bay and San Francisco do not. Niners fans are everywhere. And when they're not sitting there, Green Bay fans are sitting there.
Green Bay.
But Niners, everyone's tuning in to watch Dallas lose.
I know. Dallas versus Brady. I guess you take that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I know they're the varsity. I'm trying to stir
JV
things up.
In the Tampa I don't Bay
have to say it anymore.
Last one.
Sean Payton is going to Denver, and he's going to save Russ's career and get the Broncos back in the playoffs.
No chance.
No way.
No one's touching this. Way. This is a radioactive position right now.
That's right.
There's a reason the defensive coordinator was offered the interim gig and said no. There's something going on in that locker room. What happened up the road on the sideline on Christmas Day? Now, seeing them yesterday was an impressive coming together. It was very impressive. Would you, if you have a choice to go pretty much write your ticket where you could stay put and you could stay on TV or you could wait for another position, and Denver's a beautiful place to live. Peyton Manning is living there for a reason. Would you take that job?
The job that he wants.
You know Russ is the guy for the next 2 years. At least.
No draft picks.
But Chargers and Rams, those spots aren't opening. So you got to take the spots that are open.
Wait a year. You never know. You never know when a spot's open. You know right now. You and I both know right now what's more of an overreaction. This or there's going to be a spot 1 week from today open in the NFL coaching world we didn't see coming. Which one would you take?
Yeah, no.
What, you just threw out to me or what I just threw out to you?
Nah, there's going to be a weird spot. That
I'll say that's an overreaction for the moment.
Mike, last one.
Oh, we got one more?
We got one more?
Nah. I got one more. Jim Irsay is going to make Harbaugh an offer he can't refuse.
I think so.
To coach the Colts.
I don't know if Jim will take it. But I think Irsay is going to be on the phone to him if he already isn't. And just say,
will you acknowledge that Michigan is as close as they're ever going to be to winning a title?
No, I won't acknowledge that.
Oh.
Why would I acknowledge that? Why would I? What? I'm going to sit here and
say. They're 0-2.
So what?
They're 0-2. They're not as talented as the other teams.
So what are you talking about? That's not that. That doesn't mean they can't get more talented or improved. Or and again,
this is as good as it's going to be.
Don't give me the best players. Give me the right ones. Give me the right ones.
This is as good as it's going to get for these guys.
False. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. And I'm insulted by the even for you trying to attempt me to try to tempt me into saying something that you know I don't believe. No, no. And I don't know what the offer that he can't refuse. Jim's going to, you know, the offer that he can't refuse is a lot of money. Full authority as to who's on the roster and to play with it, and a quarterback that he knows he's going to get and try and win football games with.
Derek Carr?
I don't know if that's that guy. You leave Michigan for that? No. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
That's Overreaction Monday. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got Ja'Marr Chase and his relationship with Joe Burrow coming up. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. Josh Allen coming up in hour number three. I spoke with Ja'Marr Chase over the weekend in advance of tonight's Monday Night Football contest that I will be hosting the coverage of on Westwood One Radio this evening. It's the Bills, and it is the terrific Cincinnati Bengals and their Pro Bowl wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase and I. We spoke, and I asked him about his relationship with Joe Burrow. Here's a portion of the conversation.
What was the first time you met Joe Burrow? What was the first time the two of you shook hands, looked each other in the eye, and talked?
So it was my freshman year when he got there. Maybe mid of the season, I think, because at Ohio State. So he came in, and then we started to play online, actually. This was the summer, because we had a whole lot of time, you know, working, throwing in the offseason, summer training we was throwing. You know, that first year, that was our first year clicking. So we still went 10-3, but, you know, we didn't really execute as much as, you know, we did our second year, you know. And then the second year, we just built off the first year and chemistry just got better. And, you know, we had a lot of playmakers on the team.
This, you certainly did. It's kind of funny. I, you know, tell my kids when we're watching, you know, football games and we see you doing what you're doing and Justin Jefferson doing what he's doing and Joe doing what he's doing. It's like, of course he threw 60 touchdown passes and you won a ring. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but it is also, if you think about it, Ja'Marr, kind of nuts that, you know, this kid from Athens and you from Louisiana together for as long as you've been. I mean, what clicks between the two of you? What do you think works so well between you and Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr?
I really think it's just the chemistry we have and just talking it out. You know what I'm saying? And the thing what I like best about Joe is he lets me tell him what I like. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we go off of what he think I should do or how I should do it. But he lets me tell him what I'm seeing first, and then we adjust off of it.
So when you say you vibe well just talking to each other, I mean, you got a good example of that? Can you give me an example of where, okay, the chemistry hits like that, Ja'Marr?
Honestly, me and Joe talk all the time. You know, we sit next to each other every day. So, you know, it's really, I can't really have an example because we talk so much. You know what I'm saying? It's basically like every day. Certain coverages we might see last game, you know, I might hit him a text and tell him on certain routes if I get pressed on it, let's convert it maybe. So it all depends on some looks that I might get.
And what did it mean to you that he wore your gamer into the Superdome earlier this year?
Mm-hmm. That was cool, man. Nice to see. You know what I'm saying? That was real nice to see. He know that I love my city, and you know he knows that's exactly where I'm from. You know, it's iconic. I can say that. You know, he pulled that off right there in my home city.
Did you take that off your wall? Did you like take it out of a frame or something like that?
It was in a frame on the wall, actually. He shot me a text and was like, "You got an old jersey." But I thought he was talking about like a basketball jersey or, you know, one of them high school throwbacks. And I was like, no, but all I told him was all I have is, you know, my college jersey. You know, I said, you want to wear that? And he was like, yeah, that's cool. So, you know, I took it down that night and gave it to him the next morning.
So you took it off the wall.
Yeah.
And then handed it to him. And then he gave, is it back on the wall now?
No, not yet.
I don't know. It's kind of, all right, eventually it'll go back on the wall.
I love it. Remember we were wondering, like, did he take it off the wall? Yeah, he did. Yeah. And if you see
there were dirt.
There was dirt.
Yeah.
I know there's dirt on it.
And he still doesn't have it back yet.
Yeah, those guys.
And they got T. Higgins and they got Boyd, and they're going into tonight's game. And Josh Allen is in hour number three in a great conversation with him. Don't miss that. Check it out tonight on Westwood One, the it being the Monday Night Football game of the moment, if not the year. And this NFL postseason, every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free. The wild card round, the divisional round, the AFC and NFC championship games, the Pro Bowl games, and of course, Super Bowl 57. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app, on westwoodonesports.com, via Westwood One station streams, or by simply asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. When we come back, Josh Allen, hour number three, and I will pour one out for the Raiders, the Jets, and the Commanders.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Probably looking.
Don't miss.
And then on the other side, we'll talk Steelers. Still here on the Roku channel. Pour one out. Should we have a new I know that they go fishing on Inside the NBA.
Go fishing.
Right?
So we pour one. Oh, that is so on brand for us.
Should we do that?
Pour one out. Pour one out for the homies. You know what I mean? Just
pour one out with your tea from your Roku mug.
Gin and juice.
We got tons of wine over here.
We got wine. I'll bring some 40s tomorrow.
That wine.
We'll do this real proper, like, Mike.
That wine. How bad must that wine be? That's the original two-buck chuck that was part of our studio that –
day one.
That's 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. We've actually talked about if someone drank that, much money.
Who talks that? Who's talking about it?
We do sometimes.
You really said if somebody drank it.
I think the last person to drink that was like Whitney Cummings like 5 years ago.
Did she really open a bottle here?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I think when the couch was still over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the days.
At any rate, we should do a segment, Pour One Out,
yeah. We get it sponsored by, you know,
do we do that for the playoffs or something like that? For each team that's eliminated, we pour one out.
Colt 45 brings
you. Oldie.
What is the one that we're pouring out, and where do we pour it?
Under the ground.
Well, there's no drains.
I understand what's normally done when one pours one out.
Well, I'm saying we got trash cans and stuff that we can pour in. Yeah.
Man, I don't want to leave a stain there. You know what I mean?
We got to. We don't want to like make a mess. That's the thing.
It's our home.
We're gonna be here for a while.
Maybe we pre-produce this and pour it out in the street,
on wood, brother.
So
yeah.
Kicking off 2023 in style. Josh Allen, and coming back, we'll pour one out figuratively.
Let's get some old English, Mike.
Yeah, old E, 800, baby, get it.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
You're either growing or you're dying. I think it would be hard to recreate the kind of growth that WCW experienced between 95 and 98. This audience should be growing. The characters should be coming more, and they're not. Everybody's gradually losing audience. Now, people will say, well, but AEW is 15% ahead of where they were last year. But there's variables there. Let's see where we're at a year from now.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.